Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's quite challenging market conditions. And they're challenging in the sense that we're getting price action reacting in a way in which we probably wouldn't necessarily expect. We had first round of French elections, of course, over the weekend. And we've seen a far-right Le Pen party actually dominate that vote, taking the lead after the first round. Now, there's the far-left party, which is also equally seeing quite a strong return. The incumbent Macron's party really suffered quite badly, and under a dynamic like that, we would have probably anticipated markets to gap lower with that type of result, which was pretty much anticipated. We're actually seeing a far right candidacy lead the polls and the first round of voting, which is a big concern, not just for the French economy, it's a big concern for the Eurozone. And we would have, if we were discussing this on Friday, we would have said, look, under a situation like this, we would probably expect some significant corrective moves, but to the downside. And actually, we've seen markets gap significantly higher. And that's a bit of a sort of a strange position, just purely from a fundamental perspective. The assumption that as we move through these rounds of elections, that there'll be kind of a hung parliament, that Marie Le Pen won't get her own way. But that's a bit of a leap of faith, really, as things currently stand. So where we would have expected markets to react somewhat negatively, they've reacted curiously quite positive. And like I said, moves like this that we see in markets are a little bit concerning, to say the least. Good morning, everyone. Very, very welcome to today's pre-market trade plan. So let's explain this in a little bit more detail. Let's, of course, start with a risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. All profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade, of course. So trade selection is an important element. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk, trade management as well, and trade psychology? Now, we got into a few trades last week, but not many in terms of trade frequency, but we did get into a few trades. And what was very clear and obvious is that we're in this sort of fairly long-term sideways moving market condition, and it's consolidative in nature. And as a result, we get very little ability to be able to manage trades properly. So we're not getting any significant moves where we're getting close to sort of booking in profits on any of the trades. And then with the choppiness, we're seeing a lot of higher highs taken out, and also lower lows. So there's a bit of a kind of a widening of this consolidative period, and that's really what we're kind of experiencing. It's not great for us and our style of trading. It's not an enjoyable little period when you get sort of long-term sideways moving patterns like this. Now, we address these considerations every day in the live trade rooms, of course, just from a practical perspective, but we are strong advocates of still being consistent in our approach. We do know that our approach will pay us back, so to speak, or will reward us. Perhaps not in these current conditions, but when those current conditions do change and shift, we want to be ready to sort of be compensated really for our time and efforts. Accuracy, it's important to use still levels that are of significant importance, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. So let's share this. So over the weekend, parliamentary elections, if I can get that out right on a Monday morning. So we had Le Pen's party come in, far right come in, something around 33% of the vote. The URA edges up with Le Pen's party set to win first French vote. Now, that's a bit of a strange headline. It is what's happened, and it is commentary on what has happened with regards to response to this election. It's just a strange headline, because you're moving quite significantly away from the status quo, which we would have expected. If Macron came out on top, we would have expected the euro and the CAC to react really positively. And if we had further confirmation that Le Pen's party was set to win a French election, it's quite significant. We would have absolutely anticipated gaps lower and a bit of a further weakness for the euro and the CAC. And instead we've seen the exact opposite, which is, it's interesting to say the least. And volatility is only certainly for traders passing French results. So let's just see if they've got the actual, it's 33 for Le Pen's. I thought there'd be a nice little round chart here for you to look at. So Le Pen's projected to get as much as 34% of the vote. Puts them at 36.2%. Yeah, the left-wing New Popular Front coalition was set to get nearly 29%, and Macron's centrist alliance between 21% and 22%. So that's not a very nice breakdown, but that's where the numbers are coming in. And again, on Friday, we would have anticipated a bit of a strong market move lower. And yet we see that we get the exact opposite of that. So let me get my thing across. So we've had those elections. If we go back to PCE on Friday, it's probably just worth commenting on. That did indeed come in line with expectations, certainly much lower than 0.3. down to 0.1, and this is excluding gold and oil. I suppose it's mildly interesting to see the 10-year actually rally off the back of that. Again, we probably would have anticipated a bit of softening across the bond markets, and we've seen a strong rally, as in, you know, risks are actually increasing rather than decreasing. The 2-year is pretty flat, to be fair, but certainly not a positive market reaction. We saw a bit of a brief rally in the S&P, but it was more of a spike, and it reversed very, very aggressively. Again, not in line with our expectations necessarily, but we are in this kind of long-term sideways moving pattern, which is it's just really proving quite choppy. So from a technical perspective, there's a couple of important elements to just be mindful of. the French election results, of course. So there's two more rounds. So I'll find a date for the next round of voting. German prelim CPI, which will be due out today. So we will be seeing a slight uptick. And you do notice that we're getting a variety of different inflation upticks and negativity in different jurisdictions. It looks like the German prelim CPI, which is a month-on-month figure, could actually increase slightly, along with other jurisdictions like the Australian economy, that's ticking higher. Canada, I believe, are ticking higher. And we've got quite a worrying backdrop regarding oil as well. So definitely a really challenging environment in which to trade. Now, it's a bank holiday in Canada, by the way, but apart from the German prelim and the ISM manufacturing numbers, we're going to get some European-wide inflation numbers tomorrow, expecting, like the US, very, very mild improvements, but certainly edging a little bit closer to the 2% mark. We'll be hearing from Jerome Powell tomorrow as well with a big week for US job numbers. Policy panel at the ECB. It's a panel discussion, so no doubt that will be quite an important event for these markets. The market's going to be keenly listening to what Jerome Powell has to say. So big week for US jobs, JOLT job openings on Tuesday, followed by non-farm payroll, unemployment claims on Wednesday. We can get the FOMC meeting minutes there. We'll see how bullish or how hawkish some of those Fed members actually are. Parliamentary elections on Thursday, so we'll kind of look into that now this week as things unfold. And when you get these elections, they do, as we've seen over the weekend and with gaps higher and things, that they can be firstly quite volatile, and secondly price action can react in a pretty surprising manner, which again unfortunately is kind of what we've seen now over the weekend. And average hourly earnings on Friday, so quite an important week. The average hourly earning employment change number looks like it's coming in much, much softer. No change in unemployment rate, but the non-farm employment change number, I mean, it's hard to know how useful we find these numbers, because with the revisions, whatever the expectation is, you know, we seem to get most of the time really surprising upside moves. Again, last month we were expecting around this number 182,000 jobs to be added. We saw 272,000 jobs. So these job numbers are still very unpredictable, which is not great. Okay, so let's see what's been happening then from a technical perspective. So this is the gaps that we've been seeing, the gaps higher. If I just bring up my pen. So let me just identify these pens. My pen so I can, yeah, there we go. Okay. So this is the gap. So on Friday, we finished a little bit more positive going into the French election, and we gapped significantly higher and then rallied into resistance. So we've kind of broken out of this little sideways range. But within that, we've gapped higher within this consolidative period. We've gapped higher within it, and then we've rallied into resistance. So again, it's kind of a it's moving in the opposite direction of what we would have expected. There's your, there's your gap in the CAC. Again, quite a surprising move in the middle of consolidation. Again, quite an unusual bit of price action there. You wouldn't ordinarily see something like that. We've got the S&P very much moving sideways. We've got the potential for crude oil to break higher. But broadly speaking, it's kind of a sideways moving pattern along with gold. And even markets like the dollar Swiss, we had a strong bounce off the Swiss National Bank, actually surprising markets with a bit of a rate cut. So we have seen a strong kind of grinding rally. And this is your resistance level, which is where we're at now, up at strong resistance. Now, we're not necessarily looking for excuse me. Right, guys, we just lost connection there briefly. I do apologize. I think we're back. So look, I was just in the middle of talking, I think, about the dollar Swiss, and we're in a bit of a downside momentum. And when the SMB, yeah, sorry guys, just lost connection there briefly, but yeah, so Sam, just going back to your messages, we'll break these down in a little bit more detail in the next room, if that's okay. But yeah, so our stop loss was triggered, euro dollar, this gap up higher. There's prices where you don't want to be in this market if prices shift urgently. And that's what's happened. Again, very, very unpredictable gap to the upside. This is what we would have anticipated if Macron had won that election. And it's quite strange when Le Pen's party, a far-right political party in France, leading the polls, and the incumbent getting you know, pretty much smashed. It's not that gap that we would have anticipated. So where does it go from here? Not too sure. We're still, broadly speaking, in consolidation because all we've done with the euro. And look at the euro. Like, if you zoom out, the euro itself is in this really significant long-term sideways moving pattern. Now, significant volatility is coming down the pipeline, you would imagine. Crude oil is beginning to rally again. Friday, we actually started to sell off. So our bias is very much to the downside for all of these markets. And it's a bias that's not... we're not seeing prices follow through in that way because of the market fundamentals. And in actual fact, if we get strength in the dollar, we'd expect gold to continue its progress. So the question is, in fact, we're running into resistance here, so we'd actually expect a little bit of a pullback in the dollar Swiss for us to start buying again. So a little bit of patience with some of these trades. So look, what I'll leave you with is the fact that this market is not moving in line with expectations. So we've got two choices. Do we change and do we have reasons to change our expectations? The answer is not really. Because the last thing we want to do is go chasing markets really with the euro dollar and start buying the euro dollar and the CAC when we know there's further difficulty very likely coming down the tracks. Now, price will always continue to do what it wants. So those that are moving this price and are creating this gap have a very bullish expectation, it would seem, unless it's a bit of market manipulation to rally the euro, rally the CAC before we start seeing prices sell off very aggressively. So our bias doesn't necessarily need to change just because price action is reversing or going in the opposite direction to what we're actually looking for. And what it can give us potentially is an opportunity to sell these markets at much higher prices. So let's see if we do get a rally in the CAC, and if we rally up to 79.60, for example, we might look for sell opportunities. So that's our bias. We're looking for the dollar to strengthen, which it's not doing currently. We're looking for the indices to potentially further weaken. There's a few elements to point to really in terms of weakness, but we're seeing, and again, these higher highs kick in, which take you out of trades. And there's a bit of market manipulation. That's one of the major problems with consolidation. It gives market makers an opportunity to just go stop loss hunting. And that's really all that's happened in markets like the S&P. It's now what's happened in the euro dollar, and it's also what's happened in the CAC 40 as well. So difficult market conditions, not moving in line with expectations. So generally we have our bias. So what's our trade plan? Well, right now it's to kind of keep all options open. It's pretty much how we were positioned all of last week. No real reason to kind of move too far away from that. Market summary, consolidating mixed market conditions. That hasn't really changed with unusual So those gaps higher in the euro dollar and the CAC, even now, if you kind of asked us to make a call that Macron would lead that first round of voting by such a margin, and Macron, you know, would be taking a really significant hit, we're quite surprised with that kind of market response. So right now, unfortunately, we'd like to say we've got a variety of so it's consolidating mixed market conditions with unusual price gaps in certain markets. As we await French election fallout and a week of US job numbers. Okay, so I think keeping all options open is not necessarily a bad position to take. We can buy, sell, or do nothing. We're getting prices currently moving in the opposite direction to the, which we would like to trade them. So we can actively do nothing, it seems, right now. Okay, so look, I'll post this into the chat box. It's not ideal in any way, shape, or form. It's... Yeah, it is important to, of course, Colin, have a plan. We'll have a chat in a little bit more detail in the next room, of course. So we look forward to seeing you guys there if we can. The fact that we've got mixed market conditions for the whole of last week, we're only a little bit surprised that markets gapped higher the way that they did. We're not that surprised with the way these markets have been playing out this year. But yeah, it's still worth having a plan. The last thing you need to do is to start going sort of reckless with these markets. In fact, it's the complete opposite. We go more cautionary, less trades, larger stop losses, reduced trade size, of course, which is an important feature. So there is measures that can be taken, but you still have your plan. You still say, right, well, I want to trade these markets because of these reasons, technical and fundamental. And sometimes there's disruption, and that's what we're experiencing, sort of significant disruption in the normal run of kind of market moves. Okay, and this is the volatility that you hear about, you know, elections. Prices can act and do behave in quite strange ways around these times. So trading them is always quite difficult. Now, they could have easily worked out in our favor. That wasn't to be. In fact, they gapped in completely the opposite direction of what we would have expected. But that's the reality of trading financial markets at times. Okay, not much point talking about sort of major themes and narratives. They're not. There's a few. When you talk about narratives, you're sort of creating more questions than answers. Because there's a lack of narrative when markets consolidate. So, okay, so look, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, as always, just go to thelivetrader.com and feel free to connect with us there if you can. Right, guys, we'll let you go. Sorry this has run over, a lot later than anticipated. So we let you go and we'll see you next time. For everyone here, take care. Bye for now.